Let us pray. Most holy God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. So today, we're returning to the fruit of the Spirit that we started last week. It's a gift to us, one gift with many forms, intertangled and connected. Galatians chapter 5 says this: by contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to live it out, right? The amount of self-reflection available to me in today's passages could fill up a lifetime. I am so thankful. Ooh, haven't cried in church in a while, huh? I am thankful, I am grateful, I am blessed because I am loved. I have my kids repeat that sometimes. I say, repeat after me. And we choose different words, but they always end with, I am loved. I want the recordings in their heads and hearts to always remember that I am loved. And I recognize that in my own life, that I enjoy being someone who gives love, that I do that. I give that response of love because I have received so much love in my own life, the first of which I believe came from God in the creation of me. But friends, I struggle too. And I will admit, I don't laugh enough. I really don't. But I laughed when I prepared for this sermon today, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Today is about joy and peace. I'm excited about this pairing, knowing that the two don't stand alone as part of the gift of the fruit of the Spirit, but they both participate in that gift. And with such a pairing, joy and peace, what could go wrong? I see reflections of joy. I feel joy. And I can't help but smile when I say the word joy. It's just happiness, right? For me, joy is often something that's very noisy. It has movement. It's contagious. Like that song in Mary Poppins, I love to laugh. Oh, listen to that one. If you don't smile or you're not full of joy, then listen again. And for me, peace is quite the opposite. It's quiet. Silent, even. It might have rhythmic sounds behind it or nature singing in the breeze, but peace is one that does not overtake, but accompanies feelings for me of rest and renewal, of being loved. But in preparing for today, I pulled out a book from my grandparents' library, Unger's Bible Dictionary. Yeah. Copyright 1957 by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago. And I looked up the word joy, not expecting at all to find it in here. But in here it was. I'd like to share it with you. I maybe need your glasses. Joy: to leap or spin around with pleasure. A stronger term than Shema. Rejoicing, gladness, the cause or occasion of joy. Joy is a delight of the mind arising from the consideration of a present or assumed possession of a future good. When moderate, it's called gladness. Raised suddenly to the highest degree, it's exaltation or transport. When the desires are limited by our possession, it's called contentment. High desires accomplished bring satisfaction. Vanquished opposition we call triumph. And when joy has so long possessed the mind that it is settled into a temper, we call it cheerfulness. This is natural joy. Isn't that fun? I read that and I laughed. First of all, that joy was listed in the Bible dictionary, but also it starts with spinning and leaping. My middle child jumps, spins, and leaps all the time. I think it's her only way of movement, really. She can't seem to find walking steps ever, right? And our parent voices are often raised with the idea of slowing down or stop jumping. Yeah. But after I read this, I think that I have to set up a meeting with my partner and we have to reconsider that maybe she's just expressing her joy. At least that's what the Moody Institute says. Natural joy. Why should we ever hamper natural joy? So, they don't use the word loud or noisy in their definition of I think of it. They didn't even use the word giggles, but they said that joy has movement. Feeling somewhat chagrined, and also feeling accompanied by my grandparents, I decided I'm going to look up the word peace. It's in there too. It says, a term used in different senses in the scriptures, frequently with reference to outward conditions of tranquility, and thus of individuals, communities, churches, and nations. Then it says, see Holy Spirit. Yeah, I laughed at that too. It made me smile because I thought, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the Holy Spirit. I'm looking for an understanding of the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you for the referral. I'll turn to that another day. This is exactly what I'm looking for. Joy and peace. And I'm not just looking for it today so that I can share it with you. I feel like that adventure kind of defines part of my life, a seeking of joy and peace, feelings that will lead me to smile, to give thanks to God. I thought about that and realized that my quest is probably not unique. I bet I'm not the only one who seeks joy and peace. There are many who have sought it and found it in their lives. Some who are needing to know happiness in a full way, some who desire reconciliation with themselves or with loved ones. People have been searching for the lost, the broken, or the withdrawn, sometimes within their own lives and sometimes within the lives of those whom they love. That quest for joy and peace is this discovery for some of a new place that feels undisturbed, or the returning to a familiar place that holds great memory. I believe we have all looked, and I'm guessing some of us continue to search for joy and peace. And since the fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut, and it's not one thing, but nine pieces, nine flavors, all within one piece of fruit, my hope is that your comprehension of your own soul, deciphering of your own mind, that within that you feel both the same, that joy and peace, while you're feeling those other elements of the fruit of the Spirit. I pray that even now, if you close your eyes for just a minute, you could recall a moment of joy, a moment of peace. In Paul's letter, the one he wrote to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, he told them that you are to rejoice and to let your gentleness be known, to not be anxious about anything, and to let the peace of God guard your heart and your mind in Christ. To know peace, to know joy, and to not let anything pull you far away from that feeling, far away from that place of knowledge, of accepting, of living it out. That message was good for the people of Philippi, and I think it's good for us too. We are to know joy and peace and to rejoice and to share it, even if it's with silly songs. But especially if it's with love. Because love is that wrapper or that encasement that holds together all the other attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. So like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, love never fails. Verse 13, and now faith, hope, and love remain. These three are the greatest, and the greatest of these is love. Finally, a pastor shared about an encounter that they had with someone who was terminally ill. Having accompanied them through a year of treatment and a bout of remission, this pastor sat with his dear friend days before their passing, and he heard the friend say, "I have had so much love." The pastor, thinking that the parishioner was, the friend was speaking of those who had loved him, even as he was dying, he replied to him, "Yes, there are so many who love you and are grateful for you." And the dying man replied, "That may be. But what I mean is that there are so many who I have loved. I have so much gratitude for the love God has enabled me to give away." That story struck me hard. It feels like it's a story of joy and peace combined, and not one from my own life. But when I heard it, my body responded physically. This idea that this greatest gift that another has experienced was giving away love. Isn't that beautiful? The best gift of their whole life. And what they decided to do from that day forward, which wasn't a lot of days, was to just keep giving love. That's the desire of my heart, to do likewise, to know in my most alive moments and when it comes close to my goodbye moments, that I have been blessed with giving away love freely, without a record of wrongs, without holding back or insisting on my own way, but with hope, encouragement, and endurance. I believe that God made each of us as a vessel of love, and that we were designed to share it, and that when we do, that we will truly know joy and peace. May you give and receive this day, and always with joy that causes leaping and jumping and praising God. And may your heart know peace. With God's help, may we all be watered and fed in such a way that our likeness reflects the fruit of the Spirit.